It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repair. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems due to water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, self-healing concrete, stranger than fiction or the wave of the future? So Adam, we all love the X-Men character Wolverine who can self-heal wounds in seconds, but of course that's just fantasy. Is self-healing concrete pure fantasy or something that really exists?
Well, I don't know if it's part of the future, but it's definitely been part of the past. There's actually been a lot of articles in the recent history here about scientists and engineers reverse engineering Roman concrete, of all things, over 2,000 years ago. One of the things that's interesting about Roman architecture and, you know, structures is that they're still standing in a lot of them, and they use what is essentially a concrete blend. So how can a building that's 20 years old experience lots of issues with corrosion and spalling and issues within the rebar, but a structure that's 2,000 years old still stands strong today? What the engineers and scientists have found out is that there were ingredients in the mixtures of Roman concrete that had self-healing properties of it. While that is nice and true and they have stood for thousands of years, the problem is that it won't comply to today's building standards. So I get this question, I get tagged a lot in posts online and social media, as, oh, is your business going to go under because the wave of the future? And the reality is that we're still a very long way off, even though we know that it's been used thousands of years ago. That concrete, while it's still standing and strong today, wouldn't meet the design criteria of today for larger infrastructure such as high rises or skyscrapers, etc. There's other engineering groups and people who are actually putting additives in the concrete that do have self-healing on micro fissures and cracking issues. So when you have small shrinkage cracks, it will tend to heal itself up over time and then continue to harden. But that doesn't deal with major shifting or settling cracks or potential structural issues of the actual concrete or the ground itself, the geotechnical side. The other big inhibitor to this technology is cost. Concrete is one of the most widely made materials on Earth and consumes a lot of resources, both financially and of raw materials. And the process has been established. It's very well regulated, especially in the commercial setting. And this technology is relatively cheap, meaning current technology for making concrete. And if you're building a large building or a commercial property, even a residential home, every dollar per pound or cent per pound of material adds up significantly in construction costs. So either the house price of construction or the building price of construction goes up quite a bit, or the profit margin of construction tends to go down. So as of right now, we're still probably a little ways off for self-healing concrete on a regular basis. It may be something in the future that is going to be something that we'll see more often, but it still won't negate major structural issues or major settlement issues, which is more typical what we see, especially in residential concrete. So even though the Romans may have figured it out a couple thousand years ago, today we just build buildings differently than we did 2,000 years ago, and their magic concrete, that definitely wouldn't hold up to what we expect the concrete to do nowadays, even though some of their lessons learned is very promising to add in for different features in the future. But right now, we got regular old concrete that cracks just like any other concrete. And that's why you need a professional like us to help kind of sort through what's real, what's future, and what's just fake.
Well, fascinating information, Adam. Thanks for explaining the science behind self-healing concrete. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171. Or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening and keep that basement dry.